You're listening to His Time on Worldwide KFUO. It is Thursday, May 28th, 7:31 Central Time. I'm your host, Andy Bates. Joining me in studio this morning, Jane Wilkie from Lutheran Senior Services, LSS Living. Jane, good morning.
Good morning, Andy. And it's just so nice to be able to throw you completely off your game because I end up getting here 10 minutes earlier because, now this is for all the listeners who may not be doing commutes at this time on the road, but when schools close, it is like traffic dies down. So I'm here 10 minutes earlier chatting with you and you get completely thrown off on your schedule. But what I wanted to chat about with you this morning, officially on the air for Lutheran Senior Services, is our pastoral care department. You know, we talk about our mission, our Christian mission, older adults living life to the fullest. And for our pastoral care department, that's really built off of that John 10 verse 10. Mm-hmm. Our mission is built off of that, where Christ came, that you may have life and live it abundantly. So our pastoral care department's mission is really committed to making sure that our residents are able to live life abundantly here and for eternity. So we do have 18 chaplains that we spread out around our communities. Every one of our senior living communities has a full-time chaplain. Sometimes they even have two. Our affordable housing, lower income, rent subsidized housing has two chaplains that they share their time between the different buildings. Our hospice program has chaplains that work with the patients and the families. And I think a lot of people don't realize that it's easy to say that you're faith-based, but what we really want to be is faith-driven and mission-driven and faith-inspired, and keep that original mission that started so many years ago alive in each one of our communities and the people, for the people that we serve. So our pastoral care department, we have our chaplains. And so our pastoral care services in our communities include either leading or setting up the worship services that that happen on the campus, funeral and memorial services. They may lead prayer breakfast, Bible studies. They do pastoral care visits. They often do private devotions and prayer, individual confession, absolution. They have special services. They do work with grief and bereavement, as you can as you can imagine. That's something that's very real for so many of our residents at this time of life. They get to know the residents and their needs so they can make referrals to other ministries or other professionals as appropriate. They stay in contact with local clergy and churches. And they also are there for our staff. So while we talk about our pastoral care department for our residents, they're also a key person for staff. And one of the things that we offer at Lutheran Senior Services is the Christ Care Fund. So if a staff member, if an employee encounters a financial emergency, then they can go to the chaplain, and based on that chaplain's discretion and the funds available, let's say that someone who has a has some medical difficulties and also their car broke down and there's absolutely no way for them to get to work without that car getting fixed. Well, so perhaps the chaplain, they meet with the chaplain and the chaplain can take funds from the Christ Care Fund, pay it directly to the car service place to bring that transportation back. So that whole idea of being there for the body, mind, and spirit of residents and employees is something we take very seriously at Lutheran Senior Services. You know, the times when you take a look, the chaplain is there, but then there are times when employees are, and residents themselves are notifying the chaplain and saying, we need you. Maybe when they've had a death of a loved one or they're dealing with serious illness, they want prayer. They are, they have questions, maybe ethical questions, spiritual questions. Maybe there's just some sort of a personal crisis happening within their own family. Or maybe there's even the mood changes that happen that staff can notice for residents. Those are times when the chaplains can step in and can be those hands and feet of Christ in a very, very real way to our residents and to our staff. And the chaplains are very, They're very open and upfront with the residents to make sure that the residents know that they are colleagues of their own local clergy. So just because someone moves into one of our Lutheran Senior Services communities and we have a chaplain does not mean that that resident is no longer a member of that church,
right,
being served by that mm-hmm. pastor they've had for years. So the chaplains walk alongside that pastor. They are a colleague to mm-hmm. that pastor in lending pastoral care. And it is something, like I said, that we take very seriously. We really feel it's an important piece to come alive right on campus.
Well, sure. This is caring for the whole person, and the most important part of that person, the soul, and the proclaiming that good news that
absolutely.
Jesus, who the very gospel that the whole mission is focused on, that Jesus came that may have life and have it abundantly.
Mm-hmm. It's a great Bible verse to build a mission statement off of, mm-hmm. and part of that living that mission, we did enter into a project with Concordia Publishing House. It was about a year ago. I took a book that Concordia Publishing House had published many years ago called Best Love Passages of the Bible, refashioned it just a little bit to bump up the print just a tad. And I'm one of those who can benefit from that even at my age. But we provided them to our chaplains so they are able to use, mm-hmm. gifting them. Maybe perhaps some of our chaplains may give them to residents as they move in. Some of our chaplains may have spread them around the waiting rooms in our different lobbies so that, not the waiting rooms, our different lobbies. So as people are waiting or sitting or visiting, they may pick one up. I know some of our chaplains even place them on the bedside tables of the beds in our Reach short stay rehab. So when our guests come in mm-hmm. to be there for a few weeks or a month doing rehab after surgery or a knee replacement or a hospitalization, that they have this on their bedside. So I thought what I would do for devotion today is to share one of those devotions I found in that. And it's not written by a pastor. It's mm-hmm. not written by a typical person who you would think of writing devotions. It's actually written by someone who had been chair of the International LWML years ago. Her name is Ida Mall, and she contributed this devotion. And I think what it does is it helps us see that we may not be the chaplains serving the older adults, but we can be also walking beside them and serving the needs. So it is based on Isaiah 46, verse 4, "Even to your old age and gray hairs, I am he. I am he who will sustain you." And she writes, "The elderly, widowed Scandinavian woman lay quietly in her hospital bed. She was a proud woman. She had worked hard for many years. The wrinkles on her face, the gnarled arthritic fingers, and her gray hair indicated the toll of time. Because she had no children or family in the United States, her church family had assumed responsibility for her care. Members of the church and a few other people visited her. During her later days in the nursing home, she kept asking, 'Why doesn't the Lord take me home?' We would share that he wasn't ready for her. He had things for her to do. She was encouraged to pray for specific people and situations. Now on this night, as I approached her hospital bedside, she again indicated that she wanted to go home to heaven. During my stay, we prayed. The prayer included her desire to go home if it was God's will, and we left it in his hands. The next night, I was attending a meeting that was in the vicinity of the hospital. Although it was late and I thought I would see her the next day, the car just seemed to be drawn to the hospital. I went to her hospital room, and immediately a feeling of peace was there. After checking her, I went to the nurse's station and indicated that they should come. God had chosen to call her home forever. As he always is, he was faithful to his promise. 'Even to your old age and gray hairs, I am he. I am he who will sustain you. I have made you, and I will carry you. I will sustain you, and I will rescue you.'" And she ends by writing the question, "Do we rely on the promises of God?" And here's the prayer: "Dear Father, help us to remain faithful to you until you rescue us for eternity. In Jesus' name, amen."
Amen.
So we can be those hands and feet. We don't relegate it just to the pastor of our congregation.
Sure.
We don't relegate it just to the chaplains in our Lutheran Senior Services communities. We are the church. We are the family. We are to be those hands and feet of Christ to others.
It's the vocation of every baptized child of God.
Absolutely. And may that be our prayer today.
Amen. Thanks, Jane. Always great to chat with you. God's blessings on your week.
Blessings to you.
Coming up in just a little bit, we'll talk with our friends at the Vitae Foundation here on Worldwide KFUO. You're listening to His Time.